Hello, 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 everyone.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is this to be all I know.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is this to be no reason. All I know,
niggas.
You know.
Look at y'all smoking ass niggas after every cold nigga start choking ass niggas.
You know what?
Nigga.
All I know is this to be.
Look at y'all bitch ass niggas stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know what?
Nigga.
All I know is this.
Look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, fucking by this paid off for this fine ass lying ass nigga. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, fighting like they got a plan, boost mobile ass nigga. Nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'ma check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even want to text from y'all niggas. I'm raising you niggas, look at this pic, look at what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas, niggas for my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas. Look at y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of pub ass niggas. Look at y'all not having cane ass niggas, y'all niggas share chain ass niggas. Same cup in the hand ass nigga in the club with a credit card scam ass nigga. No dick in the pants ass nigga, I'll be damned if I fuck a non-man ass nigga. I would never fuck a non-man ass nigga. I would never lie, even this dead nigga flew me and my bitches all the way out to Dubai. Pussy, you tried. Pussy ass nigga, you lied. Pussy ass nigga, you hot. Bitch, I'm me. 100 on the wrist, I ski. Off on the wall, I ski. Fuck who see? Look at you fake dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weight in them villas. Talking about keys, say it's keys in the van, but he really moved grams and he's playing with his man.
We'll be started shortly, guys. We'll be starting shortly.
Check.
Say, nigga, I don't wanna talk. Meet me at the bank, show me what you really about. Niggas ain't real when the shit really count. That's why I keep my little cat in they mouth. Say, bitch, I don't gotta count. Everything I talk, yeah, I really did that. If you want beef, then my bitch gon' scratch. I'ma get the money, so I let her handle that. Woo, free JT, ayy. Real bitches fuck with me,
ayy. Hey, yo,
man, y'all niggas gotta pay me. Ayy, put some respect on my team, huh? I'm the 1501 queen, ayy. Bitch, you better learn who run it, cause all this money gotta come through me, ayy. I keep it realer than real. Fuck all the critics and fuck how they feel. I'm getting money, it is what it is. They wanna know how I did what I did. Don't worry about why I do what I do, bitch, cause I ain't worried about you, bitch. Nah, I don't wanna be cool, bitch. Still hanging with the same crew, ayy. Cut a nigga off and my chest got bigger. Rich bitch shit got a broke hoe bitter. How to any bitch, I'm the hardest in the litter. If you think she bad, put her in, let me get her. Young crazy bitches that's doing the minimum. They put that check in my hand, now I'm killing them. Don't wanna link with these bitches.
I'm gonna say hi. Yes, I feel so much better. I'm great, come on.
Yeah.
I know these hello.
I told them bitches I ain't gonna let one hater stop shit. I ain't gonna let no hater stop shit. Gucci down, these niggas love the way I rock shit. I'm a real rap bitch, this ain't no pop shit.
Hey y'all. Yes, I feel a lot better. Thanks for joining tonight, guys. Thanks for joining at Mo's Talk. Yes, I feel so much better. My voice was terrible this morning, but you know, thank God for healing. Gave me a little healing. So, you know, today was a really good day for me. I hope you guys had a really pleasant day at work. Like I said, it started off a little rough with my voice, but, you know, God gave it all back, you know, because I got a mouthpiece to speak, you know. So tonight, guys, we're going to talk about womanizers. And we're going to talk about how to be able to, know when you are being approached or dating a womanizer. For the ones that's, you know, like, you know, I'm married. You know, for some people, we're, you know, in a solid relationship or commitment, I may say a union. But then we have our young, you know, the younger generations. I hear them all the time. Like, they ask me, like, how do you know if someone is for you? How do you know if a person playing games? You know, because I don't know. You know, they trying to figure things out. They don't really know what's going on. And I'm like, what? You don't know what's going on? Okay, let's talk about this. So I felt like this was a this is something that goes on a lot of times with many different young girls, many different women, you know, many, you know, whatever your preference is. People go through this all the time. And sometimes we just, you know, as people, as human beings, because, you know, naturally we wants to be loved. Naturally we wants to feel wanted. So a lot of times, you know, we go and we move too fast. We move too prematurely just because of the sake of love, just of the sake of being, not wanting to be lonely, just for the sake of wanting companionship, for the sake of just, you know, want to say, I got somebody who, interested in me. So it brings me, you know, to want to talk about what I think. So it's not what, it's no facts. It's not, you know, nothing that's guaranteed when I talk. I'm just speaking on what I feel, just my own opinion, and everyone can be able to come in and voice their opinion. But to me, so this is what I wrote. I wrote, our world is made up with all kinds of men. We have some honest men and we have some men that are not. But today, I want to focus more on how to spot out a womanizer. You know, when you out, you know, you looking good, you know, you the man, you know, to me, from what I've witnessed, even as being married, you know, when some be approaching me. So what I've noticed is that some of the guys, like they, you know, they sit back and first of all, they pray out their women. They pray out the type of women that they want to approach. So usually womanizers does have many affairs with a lot of different women, but they also have a type and they pray out. And I don't mean P-R-A-Y, I mean P-R-E-Y. They pray their women out. So I said, so what is a womanizer? So let's focus on what is a womanizer. A womanizer is simply a man who has many affairs with a lot of different women at the same time. So, you know, as a woman, I want to expose these lying, dirty, low-down, game-playing niggas from breaking another woman's heart. Yes, I said it. What happens at the end after I get into some more of my meat, you know? But let me throw some bones out there. What happens at the end? You become heartbroken. Now you hooked on him. You can't leave him alone. You can't stop thinking about him. You can't stop texting him. Sometimes you get to a point where you kind of become stalkerish. So now you're stalking his page. You're stalking his family page, his friends, going past his house, his job, his way, whatever. You know, you become, you know, over-obsessed with this person because of what they have done. So I want to say majority of womanizers tend to be extremely smooth with their words. I'm talking about like, I mean, they good. They know what to say, how to say it. Their words flow. It connects. You know, the kind of men that always overly compliment the ladies. Like, the heck, babe, you is beautiful. You may say, thank you. No, I'm serious. You is so beautiful. Thank you. No, I'm serious. Like, why are you so beautiful? I mean, that type of approach, you know. Oh, my God, you look good. Like, I never seen nobody that looked that gooder than you. Like, oh, my God, you smell good. Like, they go over and above to, like, with the compliments. Don't get me wrong. I respect a good man that know how to compliment a woman. But usually when a man that's, you know, not like really out to have many affairs with different women, they can compliment you like, you know, sweetheart, you look really nice or you smell good. They don't try to go out their way and just be like, it's almost like they trying to hypnotize you with their words, you know, almost like they trying to just, you know, just reel you in. That's what they trying to do. They trying to reel you in. In whatever ways they seem to, you know, I'm going to go on. Let me read a little bit more first before I go in. So they their words are smooth and gentle. When they talk, it's extraordinary person. I'm talking about like, they know to say the right words. Like one time I met a guy before, and this was before I was married, and I had went out to the club, and at this time I wasn't working. I wasn't doing none of this type of stuff. I was in school. So I met him at a club, and we was dancing, and at this point, it was this lady in my life. So she was telling me that God, I'ma know when God sent me the right man in my life. I'ma just know if they the right ones or not. So I was like, okay, you know how I'ma know? She said, you're gonna know by the way his approach and his energy and stuff like that. So I met him, oh my God, and you know, and usually it'd be the ones you'd be attracted to. So he was drop dead gorgeous to me. I was just looking like, oh my God, he looks good. You know, like, woo, you know, like, woo, I'm going home with him. I want him to, I was wanting him because he looked that good. So, you know, I had to pump my brakes a little bit. He approached me and, you know, he was like, how you doing? You know, how you doing today? You look beautiful. And it all starts with the locking in the eyes. Avoid the eye contact. It's evil. Okay, don't lock eyes unless it's the one you want to be with, because the eyes is evil. Like, them eyes can tell them when to approach, how to approach, and everything. Avoid the eye contact. So he caught our eye contact, and he came to me, and he was like, you know, how you doing, sweetheart? I'm like, I'm doing good. He was overly complimentary towards me, and I didn't pay no mind. And so then he was like, you know, give me your number. I was like, I don't know if I want to give you my number. He like, no, put this number in your phone. He put his number in my phone, and he gave me my number. I'm exchanged numbers and stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know if you really want to talk to me because I, you know, don't have a job. He like, so what? I said, well, I have these many kids. So what? I'm doing this. So what? Everything was like, I didn't even look at it as like that back then. But when I look at it, like, come on, you don't have any standards. Like, they pretend to be this gentleman. They pretend to be just, they just, you know, they just do everything, you know? So another thing they does is, you know, that's good because they usually have great conversations. Like, usually you can connect with them because they learn how to master how to talk to people. Like, they know how to talk to you. They figure and they watch you. So like I said, they prey on you and they watch you and they know how to approach certain women. So if they meet a woman that usually is headstrong and really you know, have that, you know, kind of know what they want, you know, meaning like, oh yeah, because I don't want a guy that's like this. I want a relationship. I want to settle down. I ain't mess with no guy who mess with a lot of women. They will lie. That's when the manipulation come in, because what they do, they begin to massage your emotion. They get you comfortable enough to be able and willing to express how you feel. And boom, they go for their prey. They stick a stake in you. You know, so like I said, they, you know, their words, they flow, they make you feel good, you know, they make you feel like you're the only woman that exists. And another thing to pay attention to with womanizers, I mean, from what I have witnessed, like, womanizers usually dress real good and they smell really good. And you know what I'm saying? Like, because if you think about it, like, yeah, you do nowadays, things is kind of changing, because I have seen some men that, you wouldn't even think they was going to get the time of the day be trying to come and run game. But at the same time, like, you know, you, in order for somebody not to be your type, you know, someone that you would like really talk to, you got to kind of, people can grow on you and be womanized. Let's just say that you be around this person, you keep talking to this person, and a person can grow on you, and they don't even be your type, and they could be a womanizer too. But usually, you know, they dress really good, and you know, they take interest in their stuff because they believe that if they dress good, it would attract women. You know, so they make sure they look good. They want to drive the finest cars. You know, they want to, they just, everything is just like super appearance to them, like appearing. Like, that's only because they want to, you know, they want the attention. They want to make you fall for them. And their aim, but their aim is always to rack up and book as many females as they can without commitment. How you know? Because they will lie. And they will make excuses like when you're trying to settle down and you wondering why they don't want to settle down. You wonder, how can we, you know, get in a committed relationship? They make excuses for spending time with you. They make excuses like, I ain't ready yet, but when I get ready, you're going to be the one I want to settle down with. You know, they might, like, it's complicated. They make, like, all these different excuses, you know, and another thing that they do is he will illuminize your emotion by tricking you to believe that you was the one that he was looking for all his life. Like, he'll make it seem like, you know, there ain't no other woman that's better for me than you. You know, I don't want to mess with nobody. All them other girls, they just my friends. Oh, yeah. So they got a pool of friends. They have so many friends, you know, but none of those friends, they're not messing with. They're just cool buddies. You know, they just cool. They just be, you know, chilling or whatever. And another, and my last thought for understanding a womanizer is he'll always take his phone with him everywhere he go. And if you're standing next to him, he always try to turn his phone face down so you can't see what's going on. And if you look in his phones, he give everybody nicknames because he don't want to get caught up. So when he talking to you, you know, they use the words like bae, boo, you know, and etc. They use these little nicknames so they won't get caught up. You know what I'm saying? So he reduces, and so once, you know, and let's talk about what their ultimate goal is. I believe that a womanizer's ultimate goal is to just sleep with you. I think they just want to sleep with you. I just really don't believe, like, because if you want to have multiple affairs with women, then your ultimate goal is just, you just having fun. You just want to sleep with a person, and you don't care about who gets hurt. I was watching this, The Breakfast Club, that 2 mornings ago. That's what made me want to talk about this as well, because I was watching The Breakfast Club, and you know, I'm currently 42, so I was watching a guy, he was around currently like around about 40, I'll give him, no, he said he was 50 years old, he was 50 years old, young guy, you know, and it was 2 men on a show that was married, so they was talking about, they was asking him, why did he date so many women? So he said, because I like to. And so he said, they said, well, why do you like dating women? So they said, you don't want to get married. He said, I don't want to get married. He said, I don't want to get married because everything I work hard for, I don't want no woman taking what's for my kids. So then they asked, they said, well, do you respect marriage value? He said, I respect the values of being married, but I don't want to be married. He said, because I feel as though I like messing with different women. That's what I like to do. He said, I mess with a lot of different women every day. He said that he would never stay with a female. I'm talking about like stay in her house longer than 3 days. A woman can only get 3 days. They not going to get more than 3 days with him laying there. So they said, well, how does that work? You don't get lonely. You don't get tired of that. He said, I don't. I enjoy it. And they enjoy it too. He said, I only mess with a certain type of females. He said, I only mess with females that has their own business. I only mess with females that's pretty much set. They has money. Like, I have money. So I know that they are not going to try to gold digger or go in my pockets or expect for me to do more for them than they could do for themselves. He said, so I don't mess with no broke women, women that don't have anything. I don't mess with them. I just stay away from them. I don't mess with them. I don't give them the time of the day. He said, I had 5 baby mothers. 3 of them came from one night stands and 2 of them, I don't know. He didn't elaborate on that. So it made me think like, okay, so you basically a womanizer because you're not going to tell me that you approach all these different women and you just telling them that I don't want to be with you. I just want to do this and I just want to do me and we're going to just have fun and it's no commitment. And because where some women might accept that, some women wouldn't. So that makes me to believe that you massages the women emotions to make them fall for you, to bring their walls down so that you can manipulate the situation. So you can totally take advantage of vulnerable females. That's what they be, vulnerable females. You know, they be taken advantage of. So another way that you can spot that he a womanizer and is a player because he disappeared for days. You calling him, you texting him, you get no answer. But wait a minute. Let me back up a little bit. Okay, let me back up because like I was saying, let me just back up just one more second. So when I was talking about him and what the ultimate goal is to have sex because that's what he want to do. He want to have sex with them. So once a man that is considered a womanizer have sex, because some of them just highly sexually active. Some of them just want to be players. Some of them have wives and girlfriends at home and still want to just play. And the moment, you know, they get what they want, the texts become limited, the calls become limited until they vanish. You know, you calling them, they don't want to answer no more. Texts, you know, which you might have got 4 or 5 sentences. Now you getting like 1 or 2 words. At what you talking about? Why you ain't been answering my phone calls? Where you been at? You know, they might go a whole 2 days without responding back or a day and might hit you back with, what you talking about? You know, what you doing? I'm trying to see you tonight. Oh, yeah, we can see they start lying about if they going to come see you and they don't come see you because now they on to the next prank, you know. And what I was going to say before is he disappeared for days. He disappeared for days and you don't know where he at. He just gone. You know, and then he pop up after days as if nothing ever happens. You know, they are compulsive liars. Another thing they do is they pretend to care for you when the whole time they just toying with your emotions. They're only faithful as their options allow them to be. For example, a woman can think that this man is, we can think that he all this above, but only thing he is trying to do is get one thing. But the part that's so troubling to me is the fact that when a woman finds out that a man is a womanizer, and I'm not saying every woman is like that, but what I don't get is how the women, it could, you know, there is a huge pool of females who's thinking the same way about this same guy. But what gets me is why women would literally compete with one another to secure a man. False companionship. So they will like sit there and be wanting to fight each other. Like, I don't get how the women's be what, like with these womanizers, women's will literally be trying to fight each other. They want to go and catfish each other over a man that you know is not loyal, because you know he not loyal, because even if he brung his clothes in your house and he stand with you, but then he disappeared for a day and 2 and 3 days at a time and come back. Come on. He's a womanizer, sis. You know, you got to get away from that heart. Like at the end, you caught up, you're attached because you're emotionally attached. You're attached. You done gave him your body. You're in love. You got feelings. And usually it's not that easy to break away from womanizers because they really good. And even when you trying to break away, they have all the right words to say to bring you back in. So I said all that to say, now I'm going to open up, you know, for comments of anybody who ever witness a womanizer, anybody that knows somebody that's dealing with a womanizer, or just any comments that somebody want to leave out there for someone that, you know, that they may need, you know, can take with them and apply to their life deposit, you know, in their deposit. Anybody got anything to say? You know, I got a few people out here. Thanks for joining, guys. You know, because like I was saying, like, you know, don't be afraid, guys. Just speak your mind, okay? We grown and adults over here, you know, just speak your mind. Because a lot of times, you know, we really find them, like, and usually womanizers are very manipulative. They'll have you doing so many things. Like, they can have you, like, they can have you ready to give keys to your car. They have you ready. Oh, man, you know, you be looking out for them. You know, they have you doing so many things. Like, they are control freaks. They are control freaks. They try to control you without being there. So they're literally not there and still controlling you. They controlling the way you think. They controlling your mood. They controlling everything. And while you sitting over there stressing and wondering where they at, they over there with the next one. They over there putting in work with the next one. And then the next one. It don't stop until when it stops is when a person is ready to change. And when you can literally walk down the street and see the most sexiest woman or man and have no desire to want to go forth with it, that's when the actual change. But until then, they move by the shape of your body. Some men are womanizers. They look for women to take care of them. It's all kind of womanizers. It ain't just sex. Some of them look for places to stay. Some of them look for women to take care of them. Some of them, they so good. They got some of these women giving them their paychecks, you know, giving them their bill money, you know, all for the sake of love. They be so in love. Like, they be so in love with a false reality. That's what they in love with. A false reality. It doesn't exist. He's not real. You know, he don't even want to take you around his family. Some of them don't have no moves. So they'll take you around the fam. But guess what? If you get cool enough with one of the family members, they'll tell you how he had somebody else over there or might have been out in the car picking them up. Because the loyalty, it doesn't stop. It runs like, and the minute that you know that you dealing with them, like, it's red flags. Like, once the red flags go up, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't, you know, want to invest in you. He don't want to get to know you. You know, he don't want to take time out to just, you know, love on you. Find your interest. Yo, say, I believe men prey on women that has low self-esteem, that they just know the right words to make you feel important. And I gotta agree with you on that, because that is true. That's what I was saying. They prey on vulnerable women. But some vulnerable women can be, some vulnerable women can be Beyonce. Not saying she is, but it could be a Beyonce. It could be a Rashida from Love and Hip Hop. It could be a Monica right now talking. It could be anybody that can be vulnerable and going through a hurtful, they could be going through a transition and being a heartbreak. They can be going through things, and you know what I'm saying? Like, these men, they prey on you. Like, if you the type of female that would never date a guy who would take them out, and they know that, they watches you. They take time to, like, the same way a woman take time out to study a man, those womanizers take time out to study a woman. They know the ones that ain't going to just walk away. They know the ones that ain't going to just, they can do whatever they want to do. They can, goddamn, they probably can have sex with their aunt, and they not going to leave them. They ain't going to leave them. Why? Because they took time out to know the women that they dealing with. That's why I'm saying, like, you think about it. You think about a womanizer, and you think about a pedophile, just using that as an example. no one really knows. Sometimes you don't know a pedophile. Like when you look at somebody and you find out they molested somebody and they right under your nose the whole time, and you like, that couldn't have been, because I seen this person in action, and the whole time you don't know. And that's the same way. I know that was kind of disgusting, but that was the only thing I could think of at the moment. But that's the same way with a womanizer. They pray and they look for certain kind of women. And if you look at the line of women, they can go from looking beautiful to not as beautiful. Okay, but if you look at them, they all got some type of characteristics in similarities. They got similarities. Like, they look for those ones. Like, they say they want a strong woman, but they don't, womanizers don't want strong women. They don't want those kind on their team, because they don't want somebody that's going to be stronger than them. Yes, they pray on the weak. They look for the ones that they can mold, and what they do is damage them even more. That's what happens, because they become more weaker. They become more, even more damn, like they become more damaged. You know, where so their trust become messed up. They don't know who to trust. You know, they messed up in the mind. Their minds be going. They can't rest. They can't sleep. They getting bags under their eyes. Some of them resort to smoking all the time. They drinking. You know, they even get worried on the jobs. They messing with their jobs and their money, because now they don't want to go to work, because they want to know where you been at, who you been with. Now they lurking with the other girls. Now they want to fight the other girls. Now they want to fight other females. Why? Because they don't have enough guts to approach the one that is the aggressor. They don't want to approach them. Why? Because they too scared. They're going to lose them. And they're going to lose them to the other woman. So they begin to want to go and attack the other woman. And he knows that. And he sit back, and that makes him feel like a king. Okay? It makes him feel good, because he can sit there and dominate different females to do different things that he want them to do. So at this point, he got them so loose, man, they'll do anything for him. I'm talking about, you got one that may do this illegally for him. You know, for the ones on the streets, you got some that'll go out there and hold a pack for him. You got some that will give them their kid, give them their bill money, knowing they gotta pay their bill. It just don't stop. They go out there, and most of them, you know, you got some cunning ones, and you got some that's not. You know, you got some smooth ones in the workforce too. You know, they're real good what they do. You know, you got the workforce womanizers. You know, the ones that work and know how to spit game. You know, and usually womanizers don't want to do much for you. They tight. They don't want to give you nothing too much, because their whole goal is to receive and to break and receive. Break you down to the way they want you to be at and receive all your goods, everything. They want to, then they feel entitled to your life. They feel like they can disappear, but you got to answer to them. And then not knowingly, they fall for it, and they feel like, yeah, you know, I got to tell him everything. I got to do this. I got to do that. He going to be mad with me. I wonder what you... No, I'm just saying, we have to know, regardless of who you are, we have to know our worth, and we have to know who we are. And when you see those kind that come, they come in chic clothing. They come in nice body size, okay? I mean, for the women, I'm a woman, you know, they come all built and looking good, shining and all that, you know, smelling good, you know, smelling like $1 million, you know? You walk by, you like, keep it real. Woo, he smell good and he look good. But the whole time, that's what he want. He wants that. And I'm telling you, the way that you break, I feel like you can break down a womanizer, is not go along with his game. You know, go against his game, because they don't like rejection. And they don't like to know that they can't get what they want. So to go against them is to be different. You know, don't be the one that be all on him. Oh my God, you smell so. He already know he smelled good. He purposely came out and drowned himself in a half a bottle of cologne because he wanted to smell good. He wanted when you seen him, he was going to look good. He wanted your friends to say, oh my God, he looked good. He wanted to leave that impression. So we have to be mindful of those kinds because they only leave you with a heartbreak. You walk away with a heart broke, your heart be broke, it be shattered into pieces, and you be asking yourself, how did you allow yourself to get there? How did you allow someone to play games, and then you start going back and dissecting conversations, you start dissecting, you go back to the very beginning, and when you look at it, you will see all the red flags was always there, but because you were in a vulnerable state or because you was swayed to his appearance in a way that he approached you, because they are approachable. They not, you know, rude. They're very polite. You know, they give good gestures because they're trying to sway you over that they are, you know, this charming guy. They want you to believe that, you know, they would never in their life hurt a female. Like, they want you to believe that, you know, they always cater to another person's feelings first. And they want you to think like they this hero type of guy. They want you to think like, you know, yes, you know, he's the one. You know, they that's what they want you to do. So they work hard at this, like, you know, and they get so good at it that they don't have to act no more. I kind of think they get delusional because I think they kind of believe that some of them start believing that they really doing the right thing. And that's really who they supposed to be. That's where the delusional part come in, if you ask me. But when I look at them, they think oh my God, and they think they better than all men. You know, they don't feel like nobody can compete with them. They feel like they feel like they the stuff. When you see them, you gotta stop and get them attention. This is after they done already done made their appearance. Now they got you. And then what they do, they just play on your emotions till you get tired. Or he get tired. And usually I don't think some men would, you know, hit it and quit it, but sometimes it depends on, I guess, his experience or what he experienced with you. But most of the times, if you know, making yourself available, he'll keep doing it until he get tired and go on to somebody new, or you get tired and decide that you deserve better. So basically, guys, I just wanted to touch on that because I believe it's a lot of people that's gone and that's doing these things to these women or men. You know, you got some people that's, you know, different sexes or whatever, and they just take it and they playing with your heart like it's a game of basketball, and they just shooting your heart through the hoop. And all the time, basketballs don't go through the shot, go through the hoops. So, you know, they just playing with your emotions, you know, which causes a lot of females to want to get aggressive. It causes females to want to fight. You know, some women end up going to jail. You know, you can end up losing everything just over a simple heartbreak because that stuff hurts. You can't sleep right at night. You know, I mean, it messes with you. You know, you just can't have peace. You want to talk about this person, you know, 24/7. It gets to the point sometimes you lose your friends because they don't want to listen to it. You know, it just be so much going on at the moment of dealing with these womanizers. And they be so good, you know. I mean, they're clever. And I just say, like, if you out there and you're single, and I know that you know, ultimately is looking for someone to love you. You want someone that's going to, you know, appreciate you. You want someone that's, you know, that's going to, you know, lift you up, you know, that's going to praise you. Be careful of the type of men and women that you encounter in your life, because some of them are just out here with false pretense and out here just looking to just, you know, they looking for gain. And they not looking for love, you know. They just lusting out here and they just doing it. And a lot of us women, because women are, you know, we're nurturers. We look and we're emotional and we look for love. And we genuinely just want to be loved. And you have some men out here that want to be loved as well. But I'm just speaking, you know, that when the women just want to be loved, we give you our heart. When a woman is for you and you get past the walls of getting me to break down my emotions and willing to talk to you about my life, I'm feeling you. So if I'm giving you me, the most you can do is not play me. And sometimes you just have to be careful of who you willing to spill your life to. Because sometimes you could be spilling your life and, on empty roads that ain't going nowhere. They just going to stay on those roads. So make sure that when you decide to date, if you're dating, be careful. Pay attention to the red flags. I mean, you can't, when you date, you can't be, I don't care, you can't just be appalled because he got on the True Religion, appalled because he got on polo, appalled because he can put on the latest designer pair, jeans, pants, belts, tennis shoes, boots, or whatever. Don't be so appalled by that because he's driving a nice car. Don't be appalled because he got a good job. Don't be appalled by that. Be moved with a man that, because when a man truly wants to be with you, he show you that. He make time to be with you. He wants to help you. You know, he want his plans is to help you advance. He don't want to see you struggle. A man that wants to be with you will not see the woman he loves struggle. Why? Because men, when they love what they love, they protect what they love and they create safe zones in what they love. So, and that's true. So they protect what they love, and what's yours becomes his. Why? Because he take interest not in just what you can give him, but he takes interest in the whole person as a whole. He loves everything about you. I mean, I don't care if your hair's nappy. He love it, honey. I don't care if, you know, some days you don't dress up. He still love it. He love it. He can put his phone down. You can have the code to his phone. You can go through his phone whenever you want to. To me, that shows loyalty. That shows that you're not a person that's willing to just play a lot of games. And the same as with a woman, those things should be applicable as to that man as well. So if a person is hurt you, yes, he should be able to go through your phone too. And you better say that. Yes, he should have the code to, because you should not have nothing to hide the same way he has nothing to hide. But if you have a person that you're dealing with and you cannot go through their phone freely whenever you, I've hurt you, whenever you want to, you better question what's going on, because it should be open. You okay? If everywhere he go, he got to take his phone with him. He want to keep it down. And I'm going to tell you another main thing before I close. Another thing you better watch out for is when you with your man, you wonder why his phone not ringing. Take his phone and go to airplane mode. He might have put it on airplane mode so he don't get no phone calls and get no disturbance, because remember, he don't want to get caught by the other person, by the other woman. So if he put it on airplane mode, that means that shuts down the internet. So when he's with you, he's with you. Then you can't track him. You can't track his location. You can't track and see if he's online. You can't track nothing. You can't even see it on his, probably you might can see it on his phone line. His phone line, if y'all share the same phone lines, but depending on the carrier. So what I'm saying is, pay attention to the red flags. If he want to make excuses to why he want to stay with you, and some days and he don't want to stay with you, pay attention see the red flags. If he want to call you sometimes and not all the time, pay attention to the red flags, because sometimes he get bored with the other females and he bounce back to you. Pay attention to the red flags, guys. I'm just telling y'all that these things exist, and womanizers still exist out here, because some people still don't know what they want. Some people still can't make their mind up. Some people still want to play the games. It's fun to them. It's heartbreaking to us, but it's fun to them. They love doing it. They good at doing it, and they're not going to stop. The only way they're going to stop is when they go play the wrong female and she catch that heart of his. And when she catch that heart, that's going to make him calm it all the way down. But the only difference, when he calm it down, now his trust issues is going to be messed up, because he's going to be scared that she do the same thing that he been doing to all the other women. Y'all, it was so nice coming on with me, guys. I appreciate y'all taking time out to just get on and listen to me ramble, because I love talking to you guys. But I'm just telling y'all, be careful with them. And I'm going to have to end with my song again, because this is what it is, y'all. Just know what it is.
Look at y'all niggas.
Watch it, y'all. Thank y'all. Have a good night.
Niggas.
Look at
y'all smoking ass niggas. After every pull, niggas start choking ass niggas. Nigga. Look at y'all bitch ass niggas. Stop lying on your dick ass niggas. Nigga. Look at y'all looking ass niggas. Stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas. Talking about his paid off for his fine ass. Lying ass nigga. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas. Frontin' like they got a plan. Boost mobile ass nigga. Nigga. Look at y'all. Can't get a job. So you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'ma check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even want a text from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, look at what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas, niggas want my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
Good night, guys.